Okay, Durward. Now, as you and Gary move along, we will tarry and endeavor to further enchant the dear listeners. And I think, Rosie, that's a cue for you.
I'm all ready.
Well, then go.
Holding hands at midnight, neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one boy, sigh and sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. If you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how?
You know, Bing, Rosemary, lately I've just become so, well, so fed up with reality that I've been doing some research in the dream department.
Good for you, Ken.
Oh, I suppose all of us. Listeners, everybody. You know, we like a respite, more or less, from the dreary facts of life, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for us, by the way, dream-wise? Would you care to take us out for a little trip out on Cloud Nine or somewhere?
I'll be glad to. First of all, I have word now that a great percentage of our sleeping time is spent in dreaming. Matter of fact, they say that 20% of our sleep time is occupied by dreams.
Hmm. And we're not just lying there, huh? We're doing something, is that it?
Oh, sure. We're dreaming away there. We're doing the Walter Mitty bit.
Mit snoring.
Aber everyone don't snore.
Then mit snoozing, then. The Walter Mitty bit mit snoozing.
That's it. Seems like we're really dreaming it up. But what I wanted to bring out was that if a person is awakened in the middle of a dream, they can pick it up the next time. Did you know that?
I say. You mean you can pick up a broken dream next time you're dreaming, huh?
That's what they say.
You can continue a dream?
That's the latest dope. If you're interrupted mid-dream, you can pick up the lost sequences next time you go to sleep.
Of course, that would be with a good dream. Now, with a bad dream, you wouldn't want to continue, would you?
Oh, no, of course not. Just good dreams are worth continuing.
If you get a good dream, hang on to it.
Once you have found it, never let it go.
Dream on and on and on.
I suppose you could do that with a real good dream. You know, if you concentrated and really worked on your dreaming. I mean, if you had a good dream, you'd just continue it every night. Add a new sequence every night, see?
Run it on like a soap opera.
But like a happy soap opera.
Yeah.
You know, with a dream like that going for you, you could hardly wait to go to bed, I imagine.
Oh, good dreams, like a good book, Ken. You just can't put it down.
Really, I wonder how long you could continue a dream. How long could you prolong it?
Oh, you can't wear a good dream out.
Well, you could if you try to make it real. Don't ever change the status of a dream or boom. You've blown it.
Oh, there it goes to bits, yeah.
Trick is to continue your dream, but always keep it in the realm of dreamland.
Say, I wonder, don't we have a bit of dreamy music that would fit in here? Anyone have any ideas?
Oh, we're long on dream music.
Your lips so inviting, your eyes deep as wine. How well I remember when they were all mine. Your arms sweet and tender, your hair soft and bright. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. The fault was my own. I left you, I lost you, to walk all alone. Now I'm the one, dear, who cries in the night. Where are you, my darling? Where are you tonight? Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, sweet dreams, Mary Lou. Good night, wherever you are. Good night, sweet dreams.
Just a mow here, friends, for a few pertinent points from Wrigley's.
Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment. Look for the spear, get Wrigley's. Fresh, strong, lively, long-lasting too. You'll say Wrigley's is great to chew. Look for the spear and get chewing enjoyment.
With the biggest little treat in all the land.
Get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
Friends, when you're in your favorite store, get the biggest little treat in all the land, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. To be sure of getting the original Wrigley's Spearmint, look for the spear on the package. You see, anyone can use the word spearmint, but only Wrigley's can use the spear on the package. Some people call it a spear, some call it an arrow. Whichever you call it, it's the Wrigley trademark, and it's your assurance of real chewing enjoyment. So remember,
get the package with the spear, and you'll know enjoyment's here. Be sure it's Wrigley's gum.
How about taking over now, Miss Clooney?
You think I should?
Oh, but definitely.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, a candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by sunshine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Crosby, would you care to do some singing in the rain?
I'd love it. I adore outside work.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again.
I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. And I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face.
I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain. And singing, just singing in the rain.
Why am I smiling and why? Sing.
Why is December just as sunny as spring?
Why do I get up each morning to start happy and head up with joy in my heart?
Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love.
Let the stormy clouds chase everyone in the place. Come on with the rain.
Got a great big smile on my face.
I'll walk down the lane.
Walk consistent.
With a happy refrain.
And singing, just singing in the rain.
Just singing in the rain.
Well, it seems like we're approaching the end of another session. But don't forget, friends, you get to bed early tonight and continue that good dream if you've got one. Just go to bed and concentrate and the dream will pick right up. You'll have a lovely night. No doubt about it.
You know the way I like to continue a good dream?
Oh.
Well, I like to get up early in the morning, have a good breakfast, then take a brisk walk right back to bed and pick up the dream where I left off.
That's cheating, isn't it? Unless it's Sunday or holiday dreaming. To be proper about this, Ken, I think you should stay up during the day and continue the dream at night.
All I can say is this is a great way if you can get away with it.
Oh, it's as dreamy as can be, but it's not practical for most people. They just can't get back to their dreams so quickly.
I thought we said that dreams weren't supposed to be practical.
Well, they're not. Dreams aren't supposed to be practical, but the method of dreaming. Now, that's got to be practical. It's just not practical for everyone to go back to bed. You know, after they've gotten up in the morning. We got to get out and work. Got to face life.
That's the trouble with dreaming, isn't it?
Yes, dreams and reality are decided opposites, and it makes a continuous struggle for us.
We have a few moments left, Bing. How about a little dividend for the folks?
My pleasure.
Sky, oh tell me why, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring a dark moon. Away up high, up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Your splendor, dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Friends, this dreamy program will be continued Monday. You'll have to skip a couple of days here in your dreaming. Next Monday, you can tune in and dream along with us right where we left you off here. Same station, same place. It's been nice to have you dreaming along with us. We'll see you Monday, then.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
That 15,000 Americans go permanently blind every year needlessly? That regular eye examinations can uncover glaucoma before it has a chance to blind? That proper safety education can prevent hundreds of thousands of eye accidents to children and adults each year? September is sight-saving month. For more information, write to the National Association for the Prevention of Blindness, 16 East 40th Street, New York 16, New York.